It's time to let go of the titles, roles, and responsibilities you've used to define your worth.
Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tina, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
Hello, Purpose Partners, and welcome back to Tuesday Tea with Tina, your sacred space for truth, healing, and transformation. I'm your host, Tina. And today's episode is for the achievers, the fixers, the high capacity person who have always been the go-to. Today, we're sipping on something that might sting a little, but will absolutely set you free. It's time to release the resume. Not your literal resume, but the one you wear in your heart. The list of titles, achievements, roles, and responsibilities that you've used to prove your worth. Regardless of what you've been told or led to believe, you are not your title. You see, we've been taught to introduce ourselves with titles such as, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a director, I'm the one who always gets it done. And while those roles matter, they are not you. They are your assignments, not your identity. When we cling too tightly to the resume version of ourselves, we start to believe that our value comes from what we do instead of who we are and who we are becoming. So let me remind you, you are not your title. You are not your output. You are not even what people expect of you. You are God's masterpiece. Even if you're in between roles, rebuilding confidence or recovering from burnout. So within this context, I move to our three steep tips on how to be, not just do. Tip one, redefine who you are without the titles. Ask yourself, if I lost the job, the role, the applause, who would I be? The question isn't meant to scare you. It's meant to anchor you. So take some time and write a new personal definition that starts with I am, but doesn't include any title, role, or relationship to others. For example, I am whole. I am growing, grounded, and grace-filled. Releasing the resume doesn't mean forgetting your journey. It means refusing to be confined by it. Tip two, grieve the image you built. That one's hard. Sometimes we've built our lives on being the reliable one, the accomplished one, the never fail one. So letting go of that feels like loss. And in many ways, it is. But if the image is rooted in burnout and perfectionism, it's not truth. You don't need to hustle for love. You don't need to strive for significance. So grieve who you had to be, so you can embrace who you're meant to be. Tip three, make rest a new metric for success. What if success looked like Sabbath? Like saying no without guilt? Like choosing peace over performance? You've already proven you can push, but can you pause? Ask yourself, what does soul success look like for me today? And if it's journaling, napping, praying, or simply not rescuing someone today, that counts. Your rest is not a reward, it's a requirement. To quote Tricia Hersey, rest is not idleness. It is an act of resistance in a world that demands your constant performance. For anyone fearful of releasing the accomplishments, the roles, and the titles, let me tell you this. You mattered before the meetings, before the emails, and before the expectations. The job didn't give you value. It just gave your value a platform. You are still called. You are still worthy. You are still becoming. God didn't create your purpose based on your position. So when releasing your resume, remember, you are more than what you've done. Recognize who you are becoming. Release the weight of the past titles, roles, and expectations. Because God is not hiring you based on a resume. He has already called you based on your purpose. So step into this next week and carry this. You are not defined by bullet points on a page. You are defined by the seeds of greatness planted in you. And those seeds are still growing, unfolding, and becoming. I'll end here with a quote from a friend of mine in my speaking club. He says, "You are not a human doing. You are a human being." Thank you for sharing this space with me. And if this message spoke to your soul, forward it to someone who needs to hear that it's okay to take off the cape. Then like, share, subscribe, all the things. And meet me back here for another episode of Tuesday Tea with Tine. Until then, remove the roles, recognize your growth, and keep steeping in purpose.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Tine. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Tine airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen together. Tuesday Tea with Tine is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose.